It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach and CEO of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's Memorial Day weekend. Where did April and May go? I know it's been both a rainy April and May, and it's appropriate this weekend that we're celebrating Memorial Day with my two guests. For my running friends, I just want to give you all a big shout out for participating in the Rockin' Race, which was in Concord Main Street on May 16th, as well as the Gate City Marathon Relay on Sunday, May 19th. And finally, if you're listening to this on Saturday the 25th or Sunday the 26th, is the Blackfly Blitz Race on Memorial Monday. But this weekend, with me is Jeff Allen, Chair of the Trustees of the Cathedral of the Pines, and Don Upton, Treasurer and Trustee and longtime historian. So, Don, let's start with you. And I know you have a lot of history with the Cathedral of the Pines. So let's just kind of talk about what is the Cathedral of the Pines and some of the history.
Thank you, Tom. We're very pleased to be with you this morning. The cathedral came about when a young man lost his life in 1944 while flying a B-17 bomber over Kobanz, Germany. His crew was lost, and he didn't come home. And his parents, who owned a large tract of land in Ringe, New Hampshire, decided to form a memorial to him, Sanderson Sloan, and to all war dead. So in 1945, the Cathedral of the Pines was founded and has been going very successful for nearly 75 years. People from all over the world come to visit our gardens, our monuments, the altar, which has been made by Congress in Washington, a national memorial to all war dead. We have the Women's Bell Tower, which is a 55-foot structure.
Yeah, tell us about that. All I could think of was that old horror movie, The 60-Foot Woman and 60-Foot Man. So tell us about what the 50-foot tall Women's Memorial Bell Tower is all about.
Well, Dr. Sloan, who founded the cathedral in memory of his son, felt that a number of years later, there was no memorial to women who were killed in service, and felt that there should be, and he built a 55-foot high monument to all women, dedicated to particularly to the nurses. It's an interesting monument because he hired Norman Rockwell to draw four plaquettes on all four sides, on each side, in dedication to women of all different types of women who served the country. And his son, Peter Rockwell, formed the drawings into a sculptures, bronze sculptures, and they have been there over 50 years on the building. And it is a very striking memorial to women.
Wow. So tell us when you're open and where you're located.
We are at 10 Hale Hill Road in Ringe, New Hampshire, and very easy to Google, Cathedral of the Pines. Our website is www.cathedralofthepines.org.
All one word, and that's where you can also make a donation, right?
That, absolutely. We live by donations. We are not given money by the federal government or anyone. We're an independent foundation, and we raise all the money from donations.
And I know my listening audience, all New Hampshireites, like to hear that. And you have 245 acres, and of course, I get to Franklin Pierce every once in a while, and it's actually a lovely drive from the Concord area to Ringe. You gotta count on an hour and 15 minutes, but it's absolutely beautiful. You can't get any faster, but it's wonderful. So it's easy to get to Ringe. It will just get, you know, it just takes the hour. Well, I'll get back to you, Don, but let's get into Jeff. You're the chair of the trustees, and let's circle back a little bit to why do we celebrate Memorial Day and why do we celebrate it on the 30th? And then we'll circle back more specifically to the Cathedral of the Pines.
Well, Memorial Day really started shortly after the Civil War. And I was always taught when I was younger, it was started by the Confederate women. If you look at it and see different sources, a lot of attributions get placed in different places. But it started really after the Civil War to honor those who had given their lives for what they believed was a higher cause. That has picked up. It became, went from Decoration Day to Memorial Day. And we have continued to do it at the cathedral on the 30th of May, which is the traditional date normally done. And for a couple of reasons. One is that it's the traditional date, but then it also doesn't conflict with any of the other celebrations that are going on in all of the towns around us. And because that can be a problem too, because people want to partake in both.
Yeah, so this is perfect. So if you're listening to this on the 25th and 26th, that means that in terms of this celebration, it's Thursday, May 30th, and that's at 4 o'clock. So tell us about the Memorial Day service on May 30th.
Well, it's a traditional day service. We literally open with a Pledge of Allegiance, posting of the colors, national anthem, and an invocation, welcoming. Our guest speaker this year is Bill Edson, who is a retired Sergeant First Class Army veteran. I believe of both Iraq and Afghanistan. And he will be particularly emphasizing the D-Day contributions that have been made, because this is now, we will be within a week of the 75th anniversary of D-Day, which has become extremely important in our history. I believe President Trump will be actually in Normandy with the Queen of England to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion in Normandy. And as well as giving a talk on Memorial Day itself, he will also be emphasizing the role that D-Day has had in our history and the vets that gave their lives.
And I've been to Normandy. That was probably the most magnificent experience of my life, you know, to see all the crosses and the stars, and to think that these young men landed there and they basically probably, but in the back of their head, knew they were going to go into their death, and yet they kept charging. And to see all the crosses and stars, and I have to tell you, the natives, you know, the French people that live in Normandy, they still, I mean, you can say all you want about the French, but they really did definitely appreciated what the Americans did, for sure. So I'm glad that you have that emphasis. So may I call you Jeff? Because I know your real name is Jefferson, right?
Jeff,
I'm sure you were named after a president, right?
That's
probably
correct.
So how did you become chair of the trustees of the Cathedral of the Pines? Besides Don making you do it.
That's about right.
I didn't step back fast enough, I guess. I was asked to join the trustees 6 years ago, and as I got into it, I valued the Cathedral of the Pines even more. It's really a magnificent place. And as time passed, Don literally asked me to be the vice chair, and then asked me if I would move in as chairman. This is now my end of my second year as chair of the cathedral. One of my daughters got married there. My mother's memorial service was there. It's a great place.
Absolutely. So that's at 10 Hill Road in Ringe, and 899-3300. And the website is cathedralofthepines, all one word, .org. And it is a 501c3 nonprofit that receives no government funding, so we do need, in true New Hampshire fashion, we do rely on your donations to operate. And the mission of the Cathedral of the Pines is that it's a national memorial dedicated to the memory and honor of all Americans who served the nation in the search of peace. We are open to the public as a place of spiritual, cultural, and environmental appreciation. Does Cathedral of the Pines, if you want your wedding there, can you rent it out?
We do. We have many weddings actually lined up coming for the next few months. People have weddings there. They have memorial services. They have rededications. We have actually a cemetery also for cremains. And many people like to be buried there on the premises also.
Wow. And your executive director is Patricia Vargas. So where did you locate her, and how long has she been there?
She has been there. This is really her second year.
Nice.
and she used to work up in the North Country in the medical field. One of our trustees had some association with her in fundraising efforts and got to know her and recommended her. She came down, she interviewed, and she's had the job for just about a year and a half now.
So tell us about the I don't know if Don, if you want to take this, but tell us about the hiking trails.
Yes, when we started out, Dr. Sloan's family purchased 139 acres. Over the years, the family accumulated more land. We now have 245 acres. It surrounds three ponds. And we just thought to make use and to use one of our mission statements says that we are environmentally conscious, and we just thought that if we did a forestry management plan, which we have done, and we are now managing all of the forests, we thought that hiking trails around the ponds would be something that young families could come to the cathedral and enjoy. And my wife and I got to raise some funds and had a mile and a half trail built around Grassy Pond, which is pretty level. It's an easy hike. Right now it's fabulous because all the dogwood is out and you hike through the dogwood, and it's an absolutely fantastic hike. There are picnic tables along the way for families to picnic. And then across the street, there's a 3.5 mile trail around Emerson Pond, and just a longer trail, but it can be cut in half. There is one trail back to the parking lot. So we've enjoyed that. One of the latest things that tied into that is that we've just had a mini free library built on the grounds right next to the stone house, the Hilltop House, which will be, we've registered as a national registry. It's on a map, national map. And you can bring a book and take a book.
We'll return with Jeff Allen, who's the chair of the trustees, and Don Upton, who's the treasurer and former chair and made Jeff become chair. So that's good succession planning, however it's done. And again, the website is cathedralofthepinesalloneword.org. The number is 899-3300. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, this Memorial Day weekend, the 25th and 26th, depending on when you're listening to me. And this weekend with me, I'm being joined by Jeff Allen, chair of the trustee of the Cathedral of the Pines, and Don Upton, who's the treasurer and longtime member of the board. And both these fine gentlemen served our country in the Air Force and the Navy, respectively. And I can just say that I'm honored to be sitting in the same room with these two gentlemen. And for my veterans friends out there, I know that occasionally you have trouble getting dental services just because of the way the VA rules work. It's nothing against the VA. So feel free to call me directly at 223-1300. And we have set up a little network in New Hampshire of dentists who have served our country. And I work with them. Delta Dental compensates them. And I try to coordinate your visits. So please, if you're a veteran and need of oral health care, just give me a call at 223-1300. And for my running friends, if you're listening to this on the 25th or 26th, don't forget, in Wilmot Flat on Monday, you can get a 5K road race called the Black Fly Blitz. So let's get back to Jeff and Don on the Memorial Day celebration. You were talking about the library. So how is that funded, and is it open to the public?
Yes, it's funded by a private donation that had it built. we will be having a grand opening probably within the next couple of weeks. It's brand new. As you travel around the Northeast, you will see these small free mini libraries that are set up so you can take a book and leave a book. The mini library at the cathedral is going to be unique in that we're going to specialize in military books. We will have other books, but we're hoping to have mostly military books so that we can continue the story about, and we have some wonderful books that have been donated, General Patton's biography and Eisenhower's biography and things like that, so that I think it'll be quite special.
Great. So if we want to donate, because again, this is all funded through, not through the government, but through private donations, the website is cathedralofthepines.org, or you can call the executive director, Patricia Vargas, at 899-3300, 899-3300. Let's talk about the family. So the Sloan family, the basically started the whole thing. Are there any living relatives or from the family?
Yes, there are, and we're close to a number of them. Some have served on the board over the years. Of course, at 75 years, I have to jog my memory to remember all of them way back. But fathers and grandfathers have served on the board. Dr. Sloan passed away and his wife in the 1970s. His son, Doug Sloan Jr., was chairman of the trustees for a number of years. Other Sloans have served. Bill Sloan has served as the chairman of the board, and now his daughter hopes to be elected on the board. She's in the medical field in Boston, but will come to our meetings. We meet each month at the main office in Ringe.
Back to you, Jeff. So as you kind of look at the past as well as making sure that this is sustainable, this jewel that we have, tell us about kind of the board structure and how you've kind of managed the governance of the organization.
Well, right now we have 12 trustees, and we will have our annual meeting coming up in the first week of June with the incorporators, and bylaws and trustees getting elected by them. We recommend to them who we hope will be trustees. And we have quite a cross-section of the community, actually. You mentioned Franklin Pierce. I teach there.
Oh, nice. Great university.
I'm a little biased, but it's a great place.
Absolutely. Kim does a great job.
Yes.
A year ago, I got an honorary degree, and I basically was super impressed with the campus and the just the programs, you know, the PT program and everything. And it's great to see a regional school, you know, thriving. So great. So what do you teach there?
I teach criminal justice.
Nice.
Mentioning that in the PT program, for instance, one of our new proposed trustees, hopefully will be elected in June, is Lucia Sloan. And she's a direct descendant from the original founders.
Nice.
And her field, she's a doctor of physical therapy in the Boston area. So we have somebody in that field coming on as a trustee. Her cousin, Betsy Brummer, is also a direct descendant from the Sloans. She's on the trustees. We have a retired judge. We have active younger businessmen. We have people that have been involved and government service, from military to other activities, who are in the last years have been going more in fundraising. We have clergy, and we have a retired teacher also.
Got it all covered. Business people, clergy, teachers. Now, if some of my fellow CEOs always listen to the show, so if there's a employer or a corporation out there that wants to do a corporate donation, I'm assuming that's accepted as well?
Absolutely.
And then probably sponsorship, you know, opportunities. So, again, you can call Patricia at 899-3300, or the website is cathedralofthepines.org. One of the things that caught my eyes were the stones from World War II generals, including Patton, you mentioned, and MacArthur. I shall return. Tell us about what those are all about. Don?
I'll take that. When Dr. Sloan formed the cathedral, he wanted to build an altar that overlooks Mount Monadnock with a fabulous view, and that's why we have so many weddings there. The brides love to be married at the foot of Mount Monadnock. But he wanted to build an altar, so he used the local stones in the field stones, but he also went to each state and asked for a stone. So the original altar included stones from each state. Then he added the presidential stones, and started by Harry S. Truman, gave the first stone, and every president since has given a stone. We are working on President Trump right now. We're hoping he might bring a stone back from his visit to Normandy with Queen Elizabeth. That would be quite a memorable stone to have placed. Last 2 years ago, we received a stone from President Obama from Pearl Harbor, a great stone for included in the altar. There are hundreds of stones now from famous generals, admirals, a lot of military brass in from Second World War primarily. It makes up the complete altar.
The other thing is that's really cool. Another thing to me that's really nice about this whole thing is I was former chair of the State Board of Education, and one of the things we try to do is with the students is, you know, real life learning. So you you have a museum there that features kind of the history of not just the cathedral but also World War II. So I'm assuming you have an occasional busload of kids maybe that drop in.
Yeah, the museum is about 50 years old. About 4 years ago, because of mildew and there was no heat in the building, things started to deteriorate. So we decided to shut it down, clean it out. We itemized digitally thousands of artifacts that had been given to the cathedral over the years, either religious artifacts or particularly military artifacts. And we put them in about 30 boxes, and then we raised about $50,000 to redo the museum, new ceilings, insulation, heating system, heat pumps for heating and air conditioning. So the air is perfect year-round. We rebuilt the museum 2 years ago, and I had a lot to do with it. And when we planned it, I wanted to establish it for fourth and fifth graders. And that's who we're working on. That we felt that's a level that those kids aren't getting a lot of military education.
Nice. I love to hear this because I know when the fourth and fifth graders come to the Historical Society and sometimes the State House, they're not quite as knowledgeable as, let's say, maybe the fourth and fifth graders were 20 years ago. So I really love to hear this. I also love to see that there's actually a children's garden program that's funded by the Society of Women Descendants. So that's really cool. You gentlemen are awesome, you know, and this is, I think, such a jewel that we have. Sometimes it's the best kept secret, you know, in New Hampshire. I don't know if it's because people don't want to drive to Ringe. And remember, you can also have your wedding there. I liked what you said. A lot of brides do like to have the view of the mountain. So it's right there. So again, you could call 899-3300 and arrange your wedding, or the website is cathedralofthepines.org. Let's think ahead a few days to Thursday, May 30th. So can the public just show up at 4 o'clock, or how does that work exactly?
Absolutely. Everybody is welcome. One of the tenets, actually, of the cathedral from the founding was that people of all faiths are welcome. It's not a religious service. It's a memorial service, and everybody is welcome to come. There will be people beginning to gather there probably even before 3 o'clock. And we have many patriotic groups that come. They participate in the service with the assistance. This year it's the Boy Scouts. Some years it's the Girl Scouts that will help and place carnations on the altar of the nation in recognition of those that have passed. But many of them, the Daughters of the American Revolution, the Sons, AMVETS, VFW, almost all of your veterans groups going back as far as those that are descended from the Revolutionary War.
So should, for parking and other reasons, should people try to get there by 3 o'clock?
We have actually just refurbished the parking lot, so parking should be no problem.
Great. So that's this coming Thursday, May 30th. So the service starts at 4, try to get there a little early. And I've been impressed. It looks like your June and July are packed with different events, you know, Memorial Congregational Church Service, the Wesley Bell Ringers, Masonic Lodge, and so forth. So it seems like there's a lot of activity during the summer.
We just had a program Sunday afternoon. It was a quintet from Hartford, Connecticut, four men and one woman with violins, violas,
wow,
and a bass, cello, that performed for a couple of hours. And they were absolutely magnificent. We brought some guests who are very well-known musicians in the area, and they were kind of blown away with the quality of the concert. And so we try to maintain that type of entertainment.
It's amazing, and you, I know you've had a business after hours there as well. So cathedralofthepines.org. You can contact Patricia, the executive director, 899-3300. Jeff and Don, thank you for joining me, and thank you for the tremendous service you've done for our country and serving in the Air Force and Navy, but also making sure that the Cathedral of the Pines stays in perpetuity. So thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. I hope we'll all come over.
Yes, so let's get all there on Thursday, May 30th.